step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about Jesus. Can I get some love on the radio? I know it's not easy, love on the radio. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday? What's going on, everybody? This is Glorious Gospel Vibes Evangelist Globe and Pope. What's going on, Darren Tucker in the house? Oh, my God. He ain't on
here. In
here.
The house. In the
Bishop Herbert and Prophetess Arcus McCray in the house.
Hello, hello. God bless, God bless.
The anointed power couple in the house.
In the house.
Hey, we got some Evangelist Peppercorn in the house. How you doing, Evangelist?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to say them three times. You don't need to say even one. Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody
okay.
Y'all better wake up. We on the air.
Sister Peppercorn, how you doing?
Oh, Sister Peppercorn, how you doing? Oh, my God. Mr. D in the house. I thought you'd still be on location.
In the house.
As hard as it is for me
to say it, I actually missed you a little bit, Sister Peppercorn. Just a little bit.
Oh, God. That's why they thought it was going to storm. It might snow tomorrow. Oh, my God. We didn't say that, Red Popcorn. I ain't said nothing about no snow. As hot as it is out that door.
I said
it's
a little bit.
Tomorrow. It probably going to snow because Mr. D in the house. He said he might. He think. He might have missed me.
A little bit.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I think I better go take a. Yeah, I'm going to take a pause for the calls on that. Y'all go ahead on, cuz. Anyway. I'm tell you, we're going to have a good time. I tell you, gospel music in the house. We're going to do a little music today. We're going to do a little preaching. We're going to do a little talking. We're going to do a little play. You know what we do on this air.
All right. Okay.
You know
what we do.
We do what we do. I had someone, I had two letters from two different people I keep text and email mixed up. Y'all excuse me. Emailed us and asking us why we weren't back. We weren't on the radio. I said, we are on the radio. Well, I said, they're looking for us on another radio broadcast station. But I told them about this one. Yeah, they were looking for us for the other one. And so at least we got some people looking for us, so we know we got to step it up a notch. We got to step it back up a notch.
At least they're looking for you. They can't be, don't be studying.
Don't be studying. Study.
No, I said it right. Study. Don't try to correct me. You study.
Yeah, well, you say studying. See.
Look, say when.
Huh?
See,
anyway.
When it was studying.
See, that's what I'm talking about. He been on location and it blow some dust in his brain. Yeah, he been on location for a long time. We're going to have to bring him back to reality. We're going to have to put that anointment back upon him. Because, see, he done got out of hand.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to share it later in the broadcast, but I heard another word. It just blew my mind. But y'all go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's say prayer before we get crunk, because you know y'all don't know how to act when you don't got to have that prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you this beautiful evening, Lord God, for all that you've done in the past for us and all that you're going to do for us in the future. Father, we are so grateful. This broadcast is grateful. Glorious Gospel Vibes and all the other radio stations that we're on. Father, we just thankful. We're thankful for our host, Lord God, and all our listeners that are listening to us on a daily basis, Father. We thank you for all of the people that download the broadcast. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. So thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Touch our families, touch our homes, touch our churches and neighborhoods, state, and the whole United States of America, for real. Father, we need you. So we need you to pour out your anointing on this hill land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I don't want to get deep because I get deep. You're the one who got deep, girl. Boy!
Okay. Get a little deeper.
It's something. It's rough. It's rough. It's a little different than. Can you tell when the wind blow? It don't even blow like it used to blow. You remember, it used to have the anointing in the wind sometimes. You don't even feel that no more. It's like dirty dust.
So it's a different wind?
Huh? It's a different wind, baby.
It's a different wind.
That's a different wind. Maybe we need to make, that's a song. That's a song right there. It's a different wind. Oh, they got to write that down.
Oh,
different.
Okay.
Tasha Page locked up. Yeah. Right quick, right quick. Different.
Hello.
It's a different wind.
Like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. And suddenly the church girl I was originally. See the wrong thinking, call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But that's not a whole.
Can I make a sermon out of it, Evangelist?
Yeah, you can make a sermon out of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're now look, see, it already done started. You see what I'm talking about?
Look, I was the first one to say that I preach.
No, you wasn't. I had already, when you were saying that I preach right there, I already said, oh. I said, uh-oh. That's a song.
Okay, so you said the old before I said at a preach. At a preach.
No, we were saying it at the same time. You were saying at a preach at the same time I was saying oh. You ain't got to explain that. He understands. He been to seminary.
Oh, see, I can say
she want to mess with you today for some reason, miss. No, he said he missed me, so I'm going to give him something to miss me for.
Oh, and you miss him, too.
I miss him. I didn't know. I let him play with it. Wow, that's some loud laugh.
Yeah, I like that.
Melissa, do you got that. Any news? You got any black history? No, that or news or something, because I tell you.
Look,
you know,
I always
Bishop,
got
Bishop
news.
Deuce is out here today. Huh? You don't have no news?
Yeah, I always got news. I always got news.
I just been saying, he said he got a news. It's going to go digital. It's going digital on the app.
Digital on the app. Okay. Well, I'm going to title this story, Spaghetti is Not Good for You.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Lord Jesus, what is these teachers teaching these children? Go ahead.
All right, so Jody Eklund out of New Hampshire is a woman that's facing 6 felony charges after she assaulted her boyfriend, all because he didn't like her spaghetti. She asked if he liked the pasta lunch that she prepared, and he said it was okay. And she took it poorly, reportedly punching him in the head and throwing some of his stuff into the parking lot and then barricading herself in their apartment. The police were called to the resident. They engaged in an hours-long standoff with the officer before eventually being taken into custody. And they found multiple guns inside the place. And she threatened to kill any officer who attempted to get into the apartment, which so they were forced to evacuate the entire apartment building while they tried to reason with this woman.
Oh, come on, no.
So, no, hold on, it go on. Now, another case in Roswell, New Mexico, a man was arrested after throwing a tantrum over the way his wife cooked his spaghetti. The police went to his home on a domestic disturbance call, found him losing his mind about his pasta dinner, which he was subsequently arrested.
Wow.
What's going on with this spaghetti thing?
Do not, spaghetti ain't good for you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, spaghetti good for you. Ain't no wrong with spaghetti. We got some crazy people. That's just like, ain't nothing wrong with a gun. It's the people that shoot the gun. That's the crazy.
All right.
Nah, look, this is spaghetti. The spaghetti got the devil in it. Spaghetti bring out Satan. Spaghetti, you serve spaghetti in your house, Satan himself gonna show up.
That's the devil is alive.
So Logan,
if you don't fix it right, if you don't fix it right, evidently there's some people that's gonna touch you about that spaghetti.
So
you got the right ingredients in there.
Glovis, I need to tell Paul, do not criticize the spaghetti. It was gonna be some police at the house.
Ain't nothing wrong with my spaghetti, baby. I know how to cook. Oh, he loves my spaghetti. That's one of his favorite dishes. See, so
well,
it ain't over here. They don't even put wrong brain Satan up over here because he's going to get a kick down,
yeah.
Knock down, drag out.
Well, see, look, according to this story, you better like the spaghetti. That's all I'm saying. You better like it.
Providence, I know you could. Oh, he told me what about the meatballs? Lord, we got a radio full of crazos.
Might be the problem with the meatballs.
So look, Glovis, when you fix the spaghetti, you set it down. When you fix the spaghetti, you set it down, and then you say, act like you don't like it. Look, act like you don't like it.
You can't get me in no trouble. That ain't gonna even. That's not gonna even work. Not gonna work.
Act like Act like
get
you
right,
don't like
right.
it, you know? See what happens.
Wait. I'm like my granddaughter wrote a song called Get Right, Act Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Get right, act right.
Get right, act right. And she said so fast. Get right, act right. So don't do it. Get right, act right.
Act like you don't like it.
10-2, Israel Tutson in the house. Come on, gospel recording artists, and oh Lord, help him, help this here be broken.
Mic check. Yeah, I apologize if y'all hear pages turning in the mic, man. Y'all, my lyrics is all over the place right now. All right, we'll try to get this in one take though. Yeah. Yeah, I'm riding solo, cause I'm afraid of hype. Yeah, I don't need the fame, cause I'm afraid of hype. And you can keep this chain, cause I don't need the jewelry. And God is my judge, so I don't need the jewelry. And I don't need a jag, no, I don't need a Benz. I got a couple friends, I don't need no new friends. I do this for the love, yeah, I do this for the music. I do it for my God, trying to spread the word through this. Yo, I don't need a rear view, cause I ain't looking back. I got 200 miles per hour on my dash. I gotta keep moving 4 feet on the gas. I'm moving too fast, you can miss me with the past. If it ain't about my future, then I ain't worried about it. And if it ain't my business, then I don't know about it. You wanna be a Christian, then I can tell you about it. You wanna argue about religion, I can live without it. Yo, pounding the pavement, heart racing, I'm holding this baton. Passed down from the likes of Peter, James, and John. They told me, the world's confused, so go and spread the news. Just know the masses won't accept it, only the few. My heart's a raging river, overflowing with truth. My mind's a wildfire, and it's completely consumed. They wanna see a show, they wanna hear a flow. They wanna hear something they never heard before, but they don't even know what they're in for, who they fighting for. Prisoners of war, mass deception when it's involved. Get a gun, get a few shells, think you Schwarzenegger about to get killed by the predator. When it's all said and done, commas gonna fall, cowards gonna run. Kings becoming pawns when they look upon the Holy One, the only one that got all power in his palms. And he drop bombs like King Kong mixed with Kim Jong. I'm particular about the company I keep a tight circle. I'm Urkel, my name is Steve, but I'm Stefan. When I change into my Teflon Don, with this mic in my hand and this word on my tongue, napalm in the form of the truth is kind of like Conor McGregor, cold, calm, and ruthless. I was like, yeah, that's alright. I'm afraid of hype, now I don't need the fame. Yeah, I'm afraid of hype, now you can keep the chain. Cause I don't need the jewelry, and God is my judge, so I don't need a jewelry. And I don't need a jack, now I don't need a fan. I got a couple friends, I don't need no new friends. I do this for the love, yeah, I do this for the music. I do it for my God, trying to spread the word through this. Yeah, check it, yo, put all my pain up in the bottle, homie, I can cry tomorrow. Yeah, that's the motto. I never thought I'd ever see the day that I could look back on my life and say I made it. But I made it, yes, I made it. I needed something different. Got tired of fitting in, tired of always trying to please the men. Yeah, turned to God for a change, started calling on his name. I guess you saw me reaching out my hand, and I'm getting used to this ridicule. Compared to Christ, it's minuscule. Keep my hands at 10-2 and get my souls in 10-2. Them hard trials, I've been in a few. Them battles, I've been in them too. Them flesh, acting pitiful, cause they can't do what sinners do. But this mountain, I'ma get it moved by faith. I'ma get it moving. I pray God will send it to the lake. When I'm sending through my praise, I'ma send it to. And thanks for what he finna do. And them saints, yeah, they win it too, cause we put Christ on the pedestal. Not act a fool in the past, but I've been changed and I've been transformed by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And I'm sanctified in my passport, stay heaven bound. Paradise in my mentality, them parasites in my background can't hold me down. I'm rapture ready and I'm going up and I'm sprouting wings, flying free. Ain't the same person that I used to be. I've been changed, been born again by the word of God. No longer sinning. I never thought I'd ever see the day when I'm living. I was coughing the lust of the blood. Oh my goodness, I need a fame, I need the chain, I don't need a jury. God is my judge, so I don't need a jury. I don't need a jag, I don't need a fan. I got a couple friends, I don't need no new friends. I do this for the love, yeah, I do this for the music. I do it for my God, trying to spread the word through this. And it's harder than it looks, man, trying to do a whole song in one take, man. That's almost impossible. What else I got?
All right.
10-2. Israel Tutson. Now, let me just ask y'all a question about that song we just played.
Okay.
That could have just been me. It's not like he got tired when he got to the end. He ain't able to say,
yeah, he
just
got a little tired.
Mr. D, what you think about this song? Mr. D, is he in the house?
Yeah, I'm here. I sound like you got bad cardio.
What was wrong with your phone just then?
No, your spirit's starting to creep through.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I know you ain't fall asleep on the air. Didn't do that, did you? You didn't do that,
no.
Did you? Just tell me.
It sounds like you got caught in the air.
You didn't hear what she said.
Anyway, okay. It sounds like you got a bad cardio. The cardio in you. You need to go work out some more, and then do the song over.
Cardio.
Oh, cardio. Oh, you talking about cardio? Like cardiovascular.
Yeah, cardio. Yeah, he need to get on the treadmill and see. He need to get on the treadmill and do the song. See.
Oh.
Oh,
but he got tired. Yeah, he quit. Anyway, there's something wrong with you. I tried to tell y'all something wrong with that boy. I told you. Y'all, we got to go in some deep prayer. We need all the listeners. We need all the bishops. And we got to get some more evangelists. And we got to get a whole bunch of people together. And we need to lay some hands. That's what we need to do. Lay some hands on Mr. D.
Hands on him. Oh, wow. That's a lot
he
of
need
people.
An exorcism. Yeah, he did exorcism.
Yeah.
He did an exorcism.
Yeah. I never claimed to have it all together.
It's a good thing you did. Because you would have been a lie. Another lie on your docket.
I've had a few screws loose here now.
And then once they got loose, somebody couldn't find the bolt to put it back on. You go. Go. Okay.
She's just showing all that love,
Mr. D. Oh, baby, she on a roll anyway. No. Anyway, last week, I started to play one of the songs off of my new CD that's getting ready to go digital, like Evangelist always saying.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Evangelist, you got that right. That she said too. Evangelist, did you get that? No more Evangelist. Evangelist. Oh, Lord. Minister D.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were talking about the true vine. St. John chapter 15. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, he takes it away. And he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, thus saith the Lord. The teachings I have discussed with you, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the
vine.
You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing without me. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out as a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me, abide vitally united into me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you.
My Lord.
Oh, that's a chapter right
God,
there. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. Divine.
Yeah.
What'd you say? That's divine. Evangelist Gober Pope in the house right here. Glorious gospel vibes.
God.
All right. That's the God thing.
All right.
One
of
a kind.
Right. I heard a familiar voice back there in the background. I'm just saying. I heard a familiar.
We got Minister D. Y'all heard Minister D back there in that background. Emanating from the Bible.
All right.
He had to say who it was. I'm just saying. I just heard a familiar voice.
All right.
Well, we started playing it last week. And even Prophetess called and wanted to know, but it was time to close, and it kind of went off. And
it was nice.
People wanted me to play it again because they didn't get it all, since it was going to be on the CD. So that's one of the songs on the CD. I'm going to be playing all the rest of this month, and we're going to do an interview.
Wonderful.
Probably next week. And guess who's going to be the host of interviewing me? Minister D.
Oh,
Lord, don't do it. I'm trying to tell you, I can do it. Because, see, Minister D, he needs some more teaching. Oh, Lord.
I believe somebody jealous.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying, because you're probably going to be on location again. And, you know, she got to do the interview. You can't be missing. Okay. Oh, Miss D, you're gonna be able to interview me on next week.
We're handling it.
That ain't answering the question. I tried to tell you, don't do it.
Yes, ma'am. We gonna handle it. Now we handle it.
You ain't ask her a question. They ain't. You gonna handle it. They answer the question. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the anointment flow.
Yes,
let it flow.
First thing I say is yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. It's a yes or no question. And you ain't got to go all in there. It's a yes and a no. But I know it's kind of hard for you to say yes. But you got a habit of saying no. What is it?
You know, you always get the one person that want to start an argument with you.
I'm trying to say what's going on.
Yes,
I'm
trying to say
what's going on, Lord. Oh, Lord. I think we need to bring you on Inspiration Corner, crew, because I tell you. Y'all ready to roll, because Mr. D and Sister Vance Pimpcorn. Wait a minute. I think you said Vance. I didn't hear the E.
You ain't got no.
What your mama told you that? You ain't got no. Oh, Lord. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm talking about, man. I'll tell you.
Minister, I'll wait next time that long.
Praise God. I am Bishop Herbert McCraig bringing you holy greetings in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Today, it's been laying on my heart. I'm going to be talking about the story of Joseph. A lot of us know the story of Joseph, who became the governor in charge in Egypt. But I want us to understand, we know that, but what I'm coming up to say is in verse 39, with the first verse, it tells about how Joseph was brought down in Egypt, and he was sold as a slave. But in Genesis, the 39 and the second chapter, what I'm talking about is, and it reads, And the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph was sold as a slave, the writer put down, and the Lord was with Joseph. And it goes on reading a little bit more about the story of Joseph. We see that Joseph was thrown into prison in the same chapter, but 21st verse tells the same thing again, and the Lord was with Joseph when he was put in prison. Now, I want us to focus on this word, the Lord was with Joseph. Wow. Let us back up a little bit. Joseph, he was hated by his brothers. They conspired to kill him. He lost his family. He was sold as a slave. He was once a free man. Now he has a master. He was accused of rape by his master's wife. And he was put into prison. But yet the writer says, the Lord was with Joseph. I will probably say when we read this from the beginning, had not I know the story, it would probably say, the Lord has forsaken Joseph. But the Lord let us know that it rained on the just as well as the unjust. And when you start out reading this story, you will begin to say through the trial that Joseph was going through, where was the Lord? Can you see him? Why did he say the Lord was with Joseph? Let us back up and see, do we see the Lord, and why he put the Lord was with Joseph. You see, this all started with a dream, a vision that God gave Joseph. He gave Joseph a vision that his bundle of wheat, a chaff, rose up, and his brothers was out there working in the field, and when they made a bundle of chaff, Joseph bundle raised up, and his brothers' bundles made a session to him. They bowed down to Joseph bundle. And when he told that vision, it made his brothers, they became angry at him. I tell you, sometimes it ain't good to tell your vision to unbelievers. But by him telling that dream, it made them angry until they got to the point where as they decided, we're going to kill Joseph. My God, what envy and jealousy will do. And when Joseph was out in the field, they grabbed hold of Joseph. And they began to cry out, let's kill him. Let's kill him. But his brother Reuben said, no, hold it, fellas. Wait a minute. Let's not do that. We don't want that weight over our head. Stay down and let me think. Let's think of something else to do. Glory, hallelujah. And while they was all thinking a while to get rid of Joseph, a caravan, they looked up, came coming by. The Israelites. And they said to themselves, let us sell Joseph to the Israelites. And they agreed and they sold Joseph. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And they said they were going to take him down to Egypt. Can you see how God was with Joseph? God had delivered him from the hands of death to the Israelites. And they took him all down to Egypt. Joseph once was a slave now. He was once a free lad. But now, Joseph had become a slave. Oh my God. He had lost his family. But when he became a slave down in Egypt land, we see that a man by the name of Potiphar, a good master, bought Joseph, put Joseph in his house. Oh, I tell you, now Joseph was a slave, though, but the Lord was with Joseph. He was in a house where he had three meals a day. He can change his clothes and everything. He can take a bath whenever he wanted a bath. He was a slave, but he had acquired authority of the home master's house. Oh, the Lord was with Joseph going through this second door. Do you see him? And the Bible tells us that while Joseph was in Potiphar's house, the master's wife called Joseph off and told him to lie with her. But Joseph refused. And she went and became angry when he left his clothes there and told a big lie on Joseph. Oh, it looked like God done left Joseph. Because the master put him into prison. He had went from a free man to a slave. Got a master. Now he's in prison. Glory, hallelujah. But while he was in prison, God showed Joseph favor because the Lord was with him. Oh, you might not can't see it. Do you see him? He's with Joseph. Glory. Hallelujah. While he's in prison. Glory. Hallelujah. You see, I want you to understand that while he was in prison, God gave Joseph a vision and how to interpret the vision. You all know the story. Whereas he interpreted dreams, and Pharaoh had a dream while Joseph was in prison. And he heard about Joseph and told them to send and bring Joseph to interpret the dream for him because it could not be interpreted by the wizard of the Pharaoh. And while it came to pass that Joseph went and told him about the seventh, where he had seven good years and seven bad years. And out of the seven good years, save all the wheat you can. And that will carry you on through the seven bad years. The king was excited. And he made Joseph head of the passing of the food. And said, you will be second in charge. And as we know, the story went on. Joseph was still there in Egypt so many years. Up and his brothers came, the same ones who had plotted to kill him. And when they came, Joseph was sitting upon the throne. And they came and they bowed down and made a session to Joseph. And Joseph remembered a dream that God had given him. And he remembered what he had to go through to get to that point. But Joseph, right then and there, forgave them because he knew it was God who had did it. He forgave them, but the vision came through. Oh, can you see God with you? You know, sometimes we're going to have to go through. But just remember, if God be with you, you can make it through. Joseph had to go from slave, from free man to slave, to prison, to be accused of and a liar, to go in back into prison, and to come to the point where he interpreted the dream, to sit high and see his brother bow down. Oh, can you look back over your life? Some of the things you went through, things you endured. Maybe you didn't see the Lord was with you at that time, but he was with you. You might have been in an accident, lost some things, but if you're still going on, God is trying to let you know, can you see him? We're going to go through some trials and tribulation, but can you see God when he be with you? If you can see God through the hard times, stop looking at all the hard times and complaining and groaning, but look and see, do you see Jesus? Yes, I'm in a hard time right now, but I see Jesus when he come and make a way for me. I see Jesus when he opened one door. When one door closed, he opened another. I see Jesus when I lose one job. And I see Jesus when a friend tell me about another job. And it turns out it be a better job. I tell you, God is with you. You just got to be able to see it. Look for God. Look for God. And he'll show himself. That's why the writer said, whatever Joseph went through, the Lord was with him. You all be blessed. And remember, keep looking up. Keep looking up and believe it. God is with you, just like he was with Joseph.
You are the air I breathe.
him. My Lord.
Oh, we had some technical difficulties, but we back. We are back right here, right here, right here. That's all right. Look
all
here.
Right.
We hope to see, we hope to see everybody back here next week now. We don't want no troubles, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Technical difficulties or just being technically difficult?
That's all right. We off the air. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
Love you.
Love y'all.
All
next week, right here.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.